All right, guys, here we go again. What's going on? Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, Bakari Sellers, and Harry Daniels are all representing the family of Andrew Brown Jr. Andrew Brown Jr., Steve, was a 42-year-old man, black man, that was shot and killed during the execution of a search warrant. Andrew Brown Jr. was fatally shot by cops in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where witnesses say he was driving away when deputies opened fire on him. Now, after the shooting, 7 deputies were placed on administrative leave and 3 resigned. According to the death certificate, Andrew Brown Jr. died from a gunshot wound to the head. And I mean, the family is still, you know, they've been now for days trying to get the body cam police tape. And, you know, finally they got it, but they only showed them a snippet of it.
Yeah, they
like
showed
20
it to
seconds.
Them yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 seconds of that. And, you know, it's just a tragedy. Another black man shot, and he was in a car driving away.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
You know.
Just say, look, man, if we don't get this George Floyd Police Act or reform bill passed, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, where we can get some type of accountability for the actions of the bad police officers. There are a lot of great police officers, men and women out there that's trying to do the right thing. But what we keep finding over and over, it's a whole lot of bad officers out there.
Yeah, they're in the system, hence systemic. That's where,
yes,
that, you know what I'm saying? Come on,
yes,
now.
Yes.
The family,
and the family is calling this an execution.
Execution, Steve.
But listen to this. The bad apples that are in the police department, they stay bad. Mm-hmm. See, police get mad when they
because
go into these hoods and they can't solve crimes because everybody in the hood got a no snitch policy.
Right.
Right.
Well,
that's
the police
true
have the same thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That code, blue code of honor
of
that they live under,
mm-hmm,
they, yeah, see their fellow officer doing something wrong and they do the cover up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
7 policemen on the crime on
reports,
the scene, and ain't nobody got a body cam on.
Right,
I ain't
right
seen that.
And
right,
that's
and they
the
only
rule
released
now
one body cam. One body cam.
That's the one to show, wow, the part they can show.
Right, 20
right
seconds. And it took
seconds
them a long time. And in that part of the country in North Carolina, they have to. They don't have to
that
just release it to the public. You have to have a court order to do that. And it took them forever to get that.
And that's why we have to, as well, vote for stuff like that, laws,
yeah,
like that, slick,
mm-hmm,
stuff that they're doing. You,
mm-hmm,
need to find out what's going on, who's putting these laws in place.
Man.
And
yeah,
it's just a constant fight, you know,
yeah,
for us. And it's
if
like
black,
change,
for sure,
change,
yeah,
needs to happen with policing.
Mm-hmm.
Change,
mm-hmm,
immediately. It
what's
needs
scary
to happen
for me, though, Carly, to be truthful, I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that. I'm 42.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I'm saying his life is over at 42. I'm 42.
Oh, Mr. Brown's life. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That could be me.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it continues to happen. It continues to happen. That's the really sad part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And no one has done anything about it.
Nope.
I can't even say what really has to happen for this to stop,
mm-hmm,
because see I don't but you know
that immunity,
you know, it just keeps
for police officers.
It just keeps happening to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this don't happen to nobody else.
Nope.
We ain't
really
the only people get stopped. I watched a white man on Instagram the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Threatened to kill a police officer, jumped in his car, stole his car. They ain't fired one shot.
That's
I saw it on Instagram the other day. Listen, it's just it's a sickening thing what continues to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just us. It's,
yeah,
just us. But it's not going to change until it happens to. Mm-hmm. It's the only way it's going to change.
Coming up next, we're going to switch gears here. Junior is here with the nephew's prank phone call right after this.
Oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.